We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, San Diego.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
It's the end of the workday, but Gwen and Chris is just getting started. New year, same Gwen and Chris.
Well, you don't need a shrink to tell you this guy's a raving psycho.
With Tony Quinn Jr.
When we're talking offense and getting... Oh, man, I lost my train of thought. Never mind.
Oh, my God, I hate that.
Oh, no!
All right, just put yourself in the promos.
Good,
MLB
good
Network.
You just put me in the promo by reminding them.
And Chris Ello.
I have a better suggestion for you.
Uh-oh.
What? Scraby comes up to you at an event with a microphone.
Run!
Gwen and Chris help you get home from work. Now on 97.3 The Fan.
I pose this question to everybody. If you were an owner, what would it take to be okay with how things have gone down in this situation with the Astros, right? I ask that, and the exact question I'll ask you is, how many owners in baseball would trade $5 million for high draft picks and firing of the GM and manager in exchange for a World Series?
All of them.
I think all of them would. 3:05 on the clock. Welcome in to Gwen and Chris on this Tuesday. The fallout continues.
There's shrapnel landing everywhere now.
It's going everywhere. And Jeff Passan has from ESPN wrote an article today that seemingly has kind of opened the doors up to some other avenues of thinking.
I like an article like that.
I do too.
From a guy that covers baseball the way he does. A guy that's so close to baseball like Jeff Passan is and has so many connections in the game breaks practically every story that you get from baseball. A lot of those guys are hesitant to be critical of baseball because they want to maintain those close friendships. But Jeff Passan has some great knowledge and used it to write a fantastic story today on ESPN.com.
Yeah, we're going to talk a lot about the fallout, more thoughts because, yesterday the story came out and we all were digesting it live on our show.
Yeah.
But you get 24 hours to kind of, you get a couple hours to kind of sleep on it, come back the next day, new thoughts start coming to the mind, other avenues that maybe weren't addressed start to come to the thought. So we got a big-time show for you. Rhett Bryan, Titans game day broadcaster, will join us later on in the show. We got a Chris versus the Fan. We got the Big Five. We got the countdown. Top five fish you like to eat. Chris, why don't you tell us how we got
here? Yeah,
to the
how
fish
did we
thing?
Get here?
We got there because there's a lot of fishy stuff going on in baseball right now. So I thought it'd be funny to count down our favorite fish. You know, we've counted down our favorite steaks, our favorite burgers, our favorite fries, our favorite Thanksgiving, our favorite Christmas. I thought we'd give fish a little love today.
Absolutely.
So, there you go.
In case you haven't heard, former Charger Antonio Gates has announced his retirement and end to an amazing, amazing, amazing
one of the
career.
Great guys, really. A better guy than he was a player.
Yeah.
I would say that about Antonio Gates. You know, every time I was ever doing a show or working out at the Charger facility, when the team formerly known as the San Diego Chargers, a lot of the guys would come in, get their work done or whatever they were doing, showing up for practice. Antonio Gates always stopped to say hello.
Yeah.
And Philip Rivers was the same way. He was the other guy that always, and I'm not knocking the other guys who didn't stop to say hello. I'm just saying these guys were nice enough to take the time to always stop, say hello, see how things were. Antonio Gates, a fantastic guy, great career. And, I think the Hall of Fame's waiting for him. I don't really see much reason that he wouldn't make the Hall of Fame.
I agree.
I know Coach brought up on his show today whether or not you think Antonio Gates might be better than Kellen Winslow, the other great Charger tight end who is in the Hall of Fame. And that's an interesting discussion. I mean, Gates' numbers are a lot bigger than Kellen Winslow's, but Kellen Winslow played in a little different era. But Antonio Gates, fantastic. I wish him nothing but the best in his retirement.
Can we give him a round of applause, too, for his career? I mean,
I think whatever he wants to do, he'll be successful in, because I guarantee you he's got contacts in whatever he wants to have contacts in, because that's how nice of a person he is.
I was about to say, there's something to be said about really all sports. Guys mm-hmm. who were pleasant to the media,
yep.
knew how to deal with that portion of their career.
Yeah, I don't think he was just pleasant to the media either. I think he's just
pleasant in general.
He's just a pleasant guy.
But
yeah.
it usually kind of spreads out, you know, across the whole wavelength there. All right, so that's what we got on tap today. I definitely want to continue on with this Jeff Passan story because according to the article, it sounds like there are a high majority of owners are not happy with the discipline that came down.
Well,
and some feel like Jim Crane wins in this whole situation.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. If you're thinking about this Astro story right now, it's been about 24 hours since the whole thing and all the punishment came down. Have you heard from any other team in Major League Baseball?
No.
No. Why? Because you can't.
Yeah.
That was part of the deal. The commissioner actually told every other team in Major League Baseball that they were not allowed to say anything. And the Dodgers did release a statement, but if you read their statement, they didn't say much. I mean, I think it was kind of a thinly veiled attempt to try and say, hey, what about us?
We would love to say something, but we're not allowed to.
Here's the Dodgers statement. All clubs have been asked by Major League Baseball not to comment on the punishment of the Houston Astros, as it's inappropriate to comment on discipline imposed on another club. The Dodgers have been asked not to comment on any wrongdoing during the 2017 World Series. So the Dodgers are kind of saying, there was wrongdoing during the 2017 World Series.
We're just not allowed to talk about it.
But we're not allowed to talk about it, and we will have no further comment on it at this time. There was one team president who actually told Jeff Passan that he kind of got the feeling from Rob Manfred that if a franchise did express dissatisfaction with the penalties that Manfred handed out, the teams themselves that complained might be disciplined even more than the Astros,
which is just ridiculous.
Which is absurd. I mean, I can't look. $5 million was the most he could impose. So that's that part of it is that. But the fact that Manfred said this was a players centric cheating scandal. I mean, Alex Cora's name is kind of at the top of it, but the players were the ones involved in this thing. Well, Carlos Beltran was one of those players. He's now the manager of the New York Mets, and he's been given kind of immunity by the commissioner, basically because the players...
He was a player at that time.
And they cooperated with the investigation, so players were like, kind of said, hey, if you cooperate, we won't come down on you, but baseball people are not, they're not pleased. They don't feel like enough was done, as you pointed out perfectly at the beginning. $5 million, couple of draft choices, and who cares about who your manager and GM is? You got a World Series ring. And they did not take that away from the Astros, and they also haven't hurt the Astros in any way, shape, or form going forward. They could very well win the World Series next year without any problem.
We're talking about a team that, in all likelihood, could very well end up in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Despite all of this happening right
now. And everyone's going to be rooting against them. But Caesars Palace, which does a pretty good job of putting those over and under totals, they put the Astros over and under total at 97 wins. That's pretty high. That's how much people think of the Astros, and despite this whole scandal. So,
I mean, listen,
nothing's really changed.
The fact, after having about 7.5-8 hours of sleep to sleep on this, I come out kind of feeling, and Jeff Passan points this out in his article as well, is that Jim Crane ends up being the one that gets unscathed. The players and Jim Crane get off pretty easy.
Yeah, the owner made a really nice grandstand firing of his manager and his general manager. But he didn't lose anything.
I heard an analogy. Ryan Spielberg, former outfielder for the Rockies, he does the he's an analyst on their station.
Yeah.
He on MLB radio today. Last night he had a terrific analogy. He said, if I'm in the car and I'm a driver in the car and one of my passengers throws a rock out the window and it hurts somebody, yes, I have no control over what that individual did. But guess what? They're in my car. I'm responsible. But he was using that towards Jeff Lynn now. And I agree. But if that holds true for Jeff Luhnow now, then that certainly holds true for Jim Crane.
For the owner.
I get it. You might not be involved in baseball operations, but guess what? It's your business.
It's your team, man.
It's your team.
Come on. I mean, it's embarrassing that this happened under your watch as owner of this franchise. And again, we pointed this out in the past, but either Jim Crane did not know the business that he owns and operates was cheating. Maybe he either did not know or he did know and did nothing about it.
Both are bad.
But both of those are bad.
Both are bad.
Both are bad. And he's not paying any price for that. Well, $5 million. But like I said, for him, he's a billionaire.
And mind you, Commissioner Rob Manfred works for the owners.
And he had to step carefully in trying to make this. But you know what? The other 29 owners, I think, are pretty upset.
They are. But he also has muzzled them. Because, hey, if you pop off, you could be in trouble, too. So this thing, I think, is only going to get a little bit more messy. Because remember, Rob Manfred, when this initially started, I remember the article, wanted to keep this solely to the Astros, this investigation. Now, all of a sudden,
tried to convince us that this was a one-team thing.
And we know, according to the article that Jeff Patterson wrote, that the Astros said that there's at least 8 other teams doing it the same way.
Astros are trying to throw some other teams under the bus now.
It seems like Jeff Luhnow that's kind of been the way he operates a little bit. Once he's in trouble, throw everybody else under the bus. And we've seen that also from Crane in the last situation when they had the assistant GM going off on the female reporter where they didn't say anything for 3 days and then all of a sudden we were going to look into it. So this seems to be a systemic issue in that organization, A.
And it must start it with the owner and go all the way down. Look, the owner hired the general manager.
Ding, ding, ding.
So, I mean, he's got to take a little bit more responsibility for what happened here. And, you know, a lot of the teams are upset that in Jim Crane's statement yesterday and the big grandstand move to fire Hinch and to fire
Luhnow. No apologies to teams.
No apologies to anybody. Basically, he said, an environment that allowed the conduct described in this report to have occurred, Crane said, I don't agree with that. So he basically denied that they really did anything wrong.
Yep.
And never apologized to any of his other, you know, cohorts and people in Major League Baseball who were hopefully playing it fair, trying to win championships.
Right, which fits to a lot of things that we've seen going on, the arrogance in which you don't need to apologize. No teams were mentioned in this who were on the other side of that cheating, by the way.
No, it didn't feel too bad for the Dodgers or anybody else that they knocked off along the way.
No, we will get to this in depth as we get through this show, but we're going to have to talk about the national championship game that happened last night. LSU is victorious. Is Joe Burrow the greatest college football player in history? Because that's how some people are talking about him today. We'll talk about it next. This is San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. But first, let's take a look at traffic with Sue D.
Snap back. Joe has it. Looks. Launches towards the end zone. Adjusting. Terrace Marshall goes up. Pulls it down. Touchdown, LSU. 24-yard touchdown pass. Add another to Joe Burrow. Give Terrace Marshall his first reception for a touchdown tonight. His 13th on the year. And the Tigers extend the lead 41-25.
That broadcaster sounded a little surprised there that LSU had scored a touchdown. My goodness, that's all they did all season long. Endlessly, they scored over 700 points this year. More than any other team in the history of college football.
Is that good?
Yeah, it's good, right? They wrapped up the season with a 42-25 thrashing of Clemson, the defending national champs. And they did it, Tony Gwynn Jr., by putting up 628 yards of total offense. This in a game that they also had time to punt 7 times.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they had so many possessions. It was such a fast-paced game. Both teams went back and forth. I thought Clemson's a great team, but LSU just an embarrassment of riches when it comes to that wide receiver position. I mean, just one guy's better than the next. You heard Terrence Marshall there catch that touchdown. He had 13 TDs this season. He's nowhere near as good as Ja'Marr Chase, who caught 9 for 221 last night, 2 touchdowns. Justin Jefferson, 9 for 106. And Randy Moss's kid caught a couple of touchdown passes just for fun, the tight end of LSU. I mean, Joe Burrow is, I think, a very good quarterback, Tony, but I'm not ready. I don't know how you feel about him, but I'm not ready to crown him as one of the greatest quarterbacks in the history of college football. He's a Heisman Trophy Award winner. He threw for 60 touchdowns this year. That's insane. But I think he was surrounded by just an unbelievable supporting cast. It'll be interesting to see how well he does at the next level.
You know, what I thought, one of the things I thought about after this game ended was, are we starting to see, you remember when SC ran off those years of being really good,
mm-hmm.
and then Oregon started to catch up, and then you started to see a little more parity through that the top half of that Pac-12. I wonder, are we going to start to see the same thing now? LSU puts together a really good year, a dream year, really, for any school.
Right.
Will we start to see in the SEC now where that embarrassment of riches that Alabama was continually getting year in, year out, does it start to spread out now a little bit? Because you mentioned, I mean, listen, LSU also right place, right time. They're in need of a quarterback. Joe Burrow ends up transferring from Ohio State. He ends up picking LSU. He's there. So they got a chip that they didn't expect to have that turned out to be the chip that they needed. But you're right. A whole bunch of pieces around. I mean, Ja'Marr Chase had 9 for 221, two touchdowns. Justin Jefferson, mind you, who was a two-star prospect going into school, he has 9 for 108.
And he caught 4 touchdowns in the first half of the semifinal game.
Exactly. So these guys aren't – it's not as though LSU is going out and just getting the top-tier guys. They're turning some of these other guys, developing players, as Alabama has done as well.
Yeah.
And listen, this was one of those years. I agree. Clemson is – a very, very good team. They just ran into a juggernaut this year, and that juggernaut was LSU.
Yeah. I mean, Clemson had a 17-7 lead, actually, early in the game. They put a stat up. They had won 89 games in a row when leading by 10 points at some time in the game. Well, that stat's
that's
out the
SC
window
was.
Now. But LSU ends up winning going away. I mean, it wasn't even much of a – it wasn't even an interesting fourth quarter. So, Joe Burrow, look, he makes a lot of very good decisions out there. He ran for 58 yards and a touchdown. He does seem to find the open receiver. But I think he's got 2 or 3 to choose from on every play. You know, I mean,
it won't be like that everywhere you go.
It's not going to be like that at the next level. I was looking up a list of the greatest 10 college quarterbacks of all time, and this is just one man's opinion, I guess, is not mine, but they put Danny Werfel, Florida's Heisman Trophy Award winner from 1996, on this list.
Yeah.
When he won the Heisman Trophy in 1996, and he won it easily, he had 36 touchdown passes. Burrow had 60. I mean, that tells you what a difference things are. But I don't know that I can put Joe Burrow in the same breath as
Danny Werfel.
I could put him in the same breath as Danny Werfel, but the guy I'd put up there is Peyton Manning. I'd put Vince Young up there, Cam Newton. Those are recent guys, Roger Staubach way back in the day. It's hard to compare statistics now to 20 years ago, because 20 years ago in college football, nobody did that. Doug Flutie in his entire career threw 70 touchdowns. That's in 4 years.
Yeah.
This guy did 60 in 1 year.
The other thing is, we've seen it time and time again, a guy look unbelievable in college and can't make the adjustment at the next level. So,
well, he's not, I mean,
and I'm not saying that's Joe. I think Joe will be fine at the NFL level.
But he's going to have to have the guys around him.
31 of 49, 463, I mean, unless he's somehow going to end up on like a Rams team where they got a boatload of weapons, I just don't see that happen.
Yeah, he's going to need the weapons, and if he goes to Cincinnati, he's not going to have any.
Right.
So it'll be interesting to see how Joe Burrow looks next year. And I'm not – you're right. I don't mean to knock this kid. He played a tremendous game last night. He faced a defending national champion team, and he made him look silly.
We're just not going to overreact.
I'm not overreacting, though, to his greatness, despite the numbers that he wound up putting up on the season. Let me get to Eddie in Oceanside real quick before we sneak in a break here. Eddie, what do you got?
Yeah, so I wanted to comment on Joe Burrow, because I kind of agree with you. I don't think he's one of the greatest of all time. I actually liken him to Cam Newton having like that one stellar season where he wins the Heisman, but I wouldn't liken him to putting him like the Matt Leinarts, the Peyton Mannings, the Marcus Mariotas, who collegiately 3 or 4 years had amazing stats at the end of their career. He just had this one brilliant season. But again, I agree with you. I don't think he's one of the greatest. He just had an amazing one season where it's going to carry him into the NFL.
I mean, as a college quarterback, I don't even know if I can put him ahead of Tim Tebow.
Yeah, no.
I mean,
no
Tim
kidding.
Tebow
no
as
kidding.
A college quarterback was unbelievable. I'm pretty sure Joe Burrow will have a better pro career than Tebow had, but
that's
you know,
facts. Yeah,
no, he'll take Cam Newton's career if he can. If he can do that, he'll be all right.
I agree with Eddie. Like,
yeah, good call, Eddie.
Those guys that he mentioned were guys who put in multiple years of success, with the exception of Cam Newton, who came on the scene for the 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why he's more comparable to a guy like Cam.
Yeah.
Because it was 1 year, an exceptional 1 year that it was, and then they were off to the next level, which is the pros.
Peyton Manning in his career in college threw for 11,000 yards, 89 touchdowns in his career. 4 years, 89 touchdowns. Now, that sounds like a lot.
Until you compare Joe
Burrow had 60 in 1 year. And there's no question that Peyton Manning is one of the great quarterbacks in college, pros, Hall of Fame, and the history of the game. So, all right, LSU, congratulations to them as they knock down the national title. Now we can start focusing on the college basketball national title.
Yes, indeed.
And going after that, when we come back, the Aztecs put their undefeated streak on the line again tonight. It could be a court stormer in Fresno if the Aztecs don't prevail. Every single time they go out, man, they got that bullseye on their back. We'll talk about tonight's game. Also ahead is Chris versus the fans. So if you'd like to get involved, play some trivia today, give us a call, get in line, 833-288-0973. It's Gwen and Chris. So glad you're with us on this Tuesday. 4 full hours to hang with you. All kinds of stuff still to come on San Diego's number one sports station. That's 97.3 The Fan.
We are all familiar with what it's like to live through a wildfire, and right now Australia needs our help, everyone. The wildlife has been hit hard, and we're partnered with the San Diego Zoo. The zoo is collecting monetary donations that will save koalas and other countless victims devastated by the Australian wildfires. Make a donation by heading to our website, 973thefansd.com. All right.
I'm going to donate, on behalf of the show, I think I'm going to donate Scraby's paycheck to this.
$10 is not enough.
Oh, yeah.
Anything
fair
counts. Straight.
You're
right.
Sorry, I forgot.
$10. $10 is $10.
$10 is $10. Yeah. Before we get into our Aztec basketball team, got a few lines open for Chris versus the fan, 833-288-0973. Get your calls. You know, we got, what do we got? Hooters passes? Is that what it is?
$40.
$40.
$40 gift card.
It's a lot of boneless wings.
Good wings.
A lot of chicken wings there.
All right. Aztecs, back in action tonight.
Yeah.
Fresno State.
Short turnaround, right? They played Saturday.
Oh, by the way.
Boise State.
By the way, ESPN2 actually on television.
Yeah. That's
a big deal.
Really, that is a big deal around here. We actually can watch the game. The only thing, here's what I'm worried about, though, Tony. There's a game, and I don't know who it is. I think Maryland and somebody's playing at 6 o'clock right before the Aztec game. You know that game will go to triple overtime.
Of course it will.
Of course it will.
Of course it will.
And push the Aztecs back. But, yeah, short turnaround for the Aztecs because they played Saturday, Tuesday. Normally they get to Wednesday. And compounding that is that Fresno State was off this weekend. So they got to rest. The Aztecs had to play. They've had 6 or 7 days to get ready for this game. And you just played them 2 weeks ago, and it was a pretty close game. The Aztecs only won by 9, 61-52. And Justin Hutson, I think, has something to do with that. I mean, he's the head coach of Fresno State, who was an assistant at San Diego State for all those years. I think he knows the Aztecs as well, if not better than anybody in the nation. So, again, you know, it's always a night where the other team can storm the court if you don't bring your A game. And I think the Aztecs, I think they're aware of that. But how long is this run going to continue, Tony? I mean, 17-0.
I mean, every single time they play, we come up with reasons why they could lose.
But that's, I think, what good teams do.
Exactly.
That's how you stay on edge.
And I got to say, this is the last game of what I think we considered a pretty tough five-game stretch. They had Fresno at home. They had to go to Utah State. They had to go to Wyoming.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Came back home for Boise, and if they can pull this off in Fresno tonight, that's five games of, you know, what maybe the national media might not consider tough games. For those of us who've been around the Mountain West know that these are tough games most years for San Diego State.
Well, I have a lot of respect for Justin Hudson, and that's why I think tonight's game is going to be a really good game, and I know Brian Dutcher has that same respect. The next two games, if they get past this one, are both at home against Nevada and Wyoming. You like their chances at home, and I bring that up because they're three away from that 20-0 magic mark that the 2011 team accomplished with Kawhi Leonard. So we'll see how long they can keep this going. I want people to understand, because the Aztecs are favored, and they're going to be favored in almost all their games the rest of the way, probably all of them. Doesn't mean they're going to be able to make it undefeated. Since Indiana won the national championship undefeated in 1976, only four schools have had an undefeated regular season. That's it.
It's hard.
It's not easy. I don't care who hard. You are, where you are, who you're playing, to show up and win 30, 35 games in a row at any level. Kentucky was the last team to do it. They went 34-0 in 2015, but they ended up losing in the Final Four to Wisconsin. So, look, the Aztecs, the odds are that they're going to lose at some point, but I'm going to ride this as long as we can, and hopefully they can get another win tonight. It'll be in Fresno. 8 o'clock is the start of the game. And I'm sure some people will complain about the start time, because they always complain.
Right.
But you know what? Tape it and watch it tomorrow morning if you can't
stay up. At least it's on. At least you have the ability to tape it.
At least you have the ability to tape it. Yeah, you don't have to stream it. So.
The Aztecs have a 1.5 game lead in the conference standings. New Mexico and UNLV are both 4-1 in conference play.
Right.
San Diego State is the 16th team to open a season 17-0 since the start of the 2010-11 campaign. That Aztec team also did the same thing. They went 20-0 to start. So
20-0.
There's some things on the line in terms of goal team goals.
There's a lot at stake. Every time you go out there, they talked to Bruce Pearl about it the other day, the Auburn coach. I mean, they're undefeated right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're the only other undefeated team. And Bruce Pearl already has kind of come to terms with the fact and saying, hey, it'll be okay if we don't go undefeated. Like, you have to kind of be ready for that to happen, because it's just it's a game, man. These other kids are trying to win, too.
And the other thing that you have to do as a coach there is try to take whatever pressure you can off. And if the more you can normalize the possibility of that loss happening as not a big deal.
Right.
You also give your team a chance to play loose and free and go out mm-hmm. there and just play as
right.
they have.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think Brian Dutcher's doing a really good job.
Yeah.
The mental game is really, really good right now. By the way, I just saw the latest odds on the NCAA to win the national championship in college basketball. Duke is the favorite right now at 6-1. Kansas 8-1. Michigan State is 10-1. I'll tell you one thing. I'm not a bettor, but Gonzaga at 12-1 sounds like a pretty good price. That's a really good team, Gonzaga. The Aztecs are 15th in terms of the odds makers to win the national title. They are 40-1. So if you're into that kind of stuff, you could still get 40-1 on the Aztecs to win it all this year. So thought I'd throw that out there and get us ready for tonight's game at Fresno State, and then back home this weekend to host Nevada. And you mentioned it, New Mexico, UNLV, Nevada are the second, third, and fourth place teams.
That's
the Aztecs
like,
haven't played any of those teams yet.
I was about to say, that's kind of like old school Mountain West right there. It was always those mm-hmm. three teams competing.
Yeah, San Diego State, New Mexico, UNLV.
It seems like the last few years it's kind of changed. Boise State's kind of jumped in there. You've seen Nevada jump in there. This year, Utah State. But that's how the conference has normally set, with San Diego State, UNLV, and New Mexico being at the top. So that's not necessarily a surprise or a new look.
And the Aztecs haven't played them yet. No. So, and they got to play them twice. So keep that all in mind as you as we try to get this undefeated season. It would be really amazing to do, but I'm not counting on it.
I feel like the Mountain West Conference every year is one of those conferences where you might get the top team right, but the predictions from two down always jumble and are never what are predicted, it seems, like most years.
Well, they didn't even get the top team right this year because everybody picked Utah State to win the conference.
That's right. That's right.
They're 3-3 right now.
Yeah, that's deserving.
It's not over yet, Scraby. I mean, you know.
It's just fun to hit this.
It was fun. It was nice. I like it. I'm sure the show appreciates that very much.
Yes.
The show. It's always good to be on the good side of the show.
No doubt. All right. We got one line available on Chris for Chris versus the Fan. Get the call in 833-288-0973. Without further ado, let's get to Chris versus the Fan.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself,
howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the Fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, 3:44. Before we get into Chris versus Fan, we do need to take a look at traffic with Sudi.
Yes.
Oh, not a great commute this afternoon, guys. We got a backup in the North County approaching a collision East 78 by Vista Village. Left one car blocking a middle lane. Another one spun out into the right embankment. Meantime, on the coast, more trouble. CHP made quick work of those three separate accidents on southbound 5 at Santa Fe, Birmingham, and Manchester. Now another accident northbound 5 at Loma Santa Fe, and you got bumper-to-bumper traffic in both directions. More stopped-up traffic in El Cajon. It's an earlier four-car accident still in the clearing stages. It's East Bound 8 on the right shoulder west of Mollison. Sue DeVincent with Gwen and Chris, 97.3 The Fan.
All right, thank you, Sue. All right, we're going to get going. Oh, wait, Chris, go.
I want to duck one thing in because we're in a week of cheating in sports,
okay.
Right? And I'm honestly very proud of our callers and the people that participate in Gwen or Chris versus the Fans. I don't feel like anybody, at least since the very beginning of this segment, has ever Googled an answer. If you really have to do that, then don't play. This is supposed to be fun. It's not a big deal. So don't be bringing your Google and your phone and your computer with you to the trivia contest. I don't want anybody getting any Houston Asterisks idea on Gwen versus or Chris versus the Fans.
You guys can now expect our cheating disclaimer before pretty much every game moving forward, at least for, you know,
the foreseeable
future.
Yeah, I like to throw it in once in a while.
I think so.
I like to throw it in once in a while.
I think it's fair considering the circumstances that have hit sports here as of late.
All
right. Scraby, rules, please.
You have to make it through three questions. Each question is going to get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you are eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you have to move on to the next question. Or you win if you're on the third question, and we are playing for $40 to Hooters.
Yes.
All right.
They have good french fries, too, actually. I said the boneless wings earlier, but I like the french fries as well.
I like my traditional wings, personally, but that's... conversation for another day. All right, here we go. Mitch and Santee, you're our first contestant. Welcome to Gwen and Chris. Happy Tuesday.
Hey, good afternoon. Thank you.
Hey, Mitch.
Good luck, man.
Here we go. First question.
How you guys doing?
We're doing well.
Go ahead.
I love your landline. It's great.
Oh, right. It is. It works.
First question. Who played quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys the last time they lost an NFC championship game?
Daryl LaMonica.
He went way back in the archives for that. That is incorrect.
Which team is this?
The Dallas Cowboys.
The last time they lost an NFC championship game?
Indeed.
Ugh. Man, I think it was Troy Aikman. It's been a while, so I'm going to go with him.
Troy Aikman is correct.
Sorry, Mitch.
Sorry, Mitch. Thanks for competing.
Dallas has not been in the NFC title for a while.
Yeah. It's been a while.
Oh,
what are we bringing out? Stain?
Brian and Linda Vista, welcome to Gwen and Chris. Thanks for playing.
Matt.
Oh, sorry. Go down the board. Matt in Allied Gardens, welcome to Gwen and Chris. Thanks for calling in.
Matt, you're up.
All right, guys. Hi.
Hey. Hello.
First question. Hello. What is the name of the AFC Championship Trophy?
Oh, God. Oh, God. I don't know. Dick Butkus Award.
Dick Butkus Award.
Yeah, not bad, not bad.
You know, Dick would be very happy to hear that.
He would be, but that is incorrect.
It's the Lamar Hunt.
The Lamar Hunt Trophy
the,
is
former owner of the Kansas City Chiefs, who, have never won the Lamar Hunt Trophy because they didn't have it in existence the last time the Chiefs went to the Super Bowl. So
they'll have their opportunity.
They will have their opportunity this weekend, yes.
All right, here we go to contestant number three, Joey in Lakeside. Joey, back on the show. After
Joey's tough.
A little bit of a hiatus.
Pickles.
Joey, what's going on?
Yeah, what's going on? I was wondering if Hooters had any of those pickles.
No, they do have pickles. Come on.
Here we go. First question.
Oh, that's me.
What team did the San Diego Chargers face in the 1981-82 AFC Championship game?
Dolphins?
The Dolphins. Oh. Incorrect.
Chris knows this.
They played the Dolphins the week before this game.
They did.
And they won. sorry about that, Joey.
Yep, sorry, Joey.
Yeah, they went to Cincinnati in the coldest game in NFL history.
They did.
Played the Bengals.
They 1981. Lost, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They were free. I mean, they
too
were
cold.
Frozen.
It was too cold.
Yeah, Hank Bauer used to tell me that was inhumane that day. It was like minus 60 wind chill.
Oh,
it was you. Don't, you've never seen the highlights from
I've
that
seen
game.
The highlights.
Yeah,
I mean, it was the coldest game. I know that the Ice Bowl is more famous, the Green Bay Dallas Ice Bowl, but I'm almost sure the temperature was colder that day in Cincinnati. They shouldn't even have played the game. They really shouldn't have.
All right, let's move to
it's
the next
endangering
contestant.
Fans too at that point.
Yeah,
David and Kearney Mesa. Welcome to Gwen and Chris. Happy Tuesday to you.
Hey, David. Hello,
David.
David.
Hey guys.
There he is.
There he is.
All right, David. We go first question. What Packers quarterback was picked off six times in a divisional round playoff game?
Six?
Six of them.
Yeah.
Not one, not two, not three,
not
four, not five, but six. We need an answer.
David.
David.
I'm sorry, what was the question? I couldn't hear you guys.
No. Yes, you could.
I really couldn't.
Here we go. The question was, what Packers quarterback was picked off six times in a divisional round playoff game?
Oh, Brett Favre.
Brett Favre is correct.
It had to be Brett Favre.
We'll move to the second question.
He's the only Packer quarterback that's been in a playoff.
Other than, exactly.
What about Bart Starr?
He didn't throw six.
They didn't have divisional playoffs back in Bart Starr's day.
Good answer, Chris.
You're welcome.
Question number two. What Baltimore Raven tight end holds the record for longest postseason touchdown reception at 96 yards?
Todd Heap.
Todd Heap.
Good guess. At least he guessed a Raven tight end. I'm proud of him.
Incorrect.
Shannon Sharp.
Come on, Skip.
Oh, man.
It is Shannon Sharp. Thanks for competing.
Against the Raiders. Against the Raiders the year they won the Super Bowl in 2000.
On to Justin in Spring Valley. Welcome to Gwen and Chris.
Hello.
Hey, Justin.
Hello, Justin. Here we go. First question. Wrong question. Here we go.
Wrong category.
Here we go. Who holds the record for most wins in an AFC championship, in AFC championship history? Excuse me.
The New England Patriots?
That is correct.
Very good.
11.
Yeah, that's a lot. They've been to 11 Super Bowls.
That's insane.
That is a lot.
Question number two. On the flip side, which team has the most NFC championship wins?
The Dallas Cowboys.
That is a nice answer. Correct. Dallas Cowboys with
Justin.
Eight.
Yeah, dang. Five Super Bowl wins, three losses.
On to question number three.
We made it to three.
For the $40 gift certificate to Hooters.
Take it down, Justin.
What NFC running back holds the record for the most rushing touchdowns in a postseason game?
Emmitt Smith.
Good guess. Emmitt, that is incorrect.
Yeah, you're all right, Justin. Let's see. This is tough.
This is
most
tough.
Touchdowns this rushing by it was an NFC running back. At least I know that much. But touchdowns is such a who had a 4-touchdown game? I can't remember it. Marshawn Lynch.
Marshawn Skittles Lynch is incorrect. Congratulations, Justin. You
right,
are
Justin.
Going to Hooters at some point whenever you feel like it.
Stick on the line, Justin.
The answer? Ricky Waters had touchdowns in a 44-3 win over the New York Football Giants.
I'm upset because I do remember that game.
Was it? It was in San Francisco,
it.
Wasn't
yes, it? Was.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, Ricky
remember
Waters
it.
Had a 5-touchdown. Good one, Scraby. That was a very. That was one of the best questions you've ever.
I
asked.
Almost
really?
Didn't want to ask because it was a 49er centric question.
I should have gone in that direction, but I probably wouldn't have come up with Ricky Waters.
See, I'm trying
off the
to
top
steer
of
my,
head. My
way off of the 49ers in the trivia.
No, yeah. That was a good question, man. Thanks. That was a very good question.
You tried to steer your way with about there's like 15. 49er
questions on there.
I just went through, you know, the history books because they're in it so many times.
Oh, stop it. Poo-poo. Get out of here. Get out. Get out.
We got a few minutes left. Penn State back in the news today.
Oh, this is big news. Or could eventually be big news.
So I don't know how big it is because reports that I've read, and let me first just tell you guys what's going on. Apparently, there's another hazing situation. There has been a civil lawsuit filed against Penn State about from a former player that's been there recently.
Mm-hmm.
And
against the coach.
And so looking at the parts that I've read, it sounds like the police investigated, found not enough evidence to charge in terms of that, but this is a civil matter now.
Civil matter doesn't need nearly the amount of proof as a criminal matter does.
Right.
Ask O.J. Simpson. So,
indeed.
But I don't know all of the law, but I know that you don't have to prove quite as much stuff.
No, it's a lot less of a burden to prove.
But let's be honest, it's not a good look for James Franklin and the Penn State football program when somebody's claiming that they were hazed. And if you look at some of the details that were provided in the complaint, just nasty stuff. I mean, hopefully it's not true, but you never imagine who would want to attach their name to something like that if it's made up.
I don't
know?
Understand these people who do the hazing. I've never been a guy who
alleged hazing.
But I've never been a guy who thought, oh, this would be a great idea. Let me just do this to someone. It just doesn't pop in my mind. I don't understand these guys.
Yeah.
And then they used Jerry Sandusky as like
allegedly.
Sorry, I know Tony keeps me allegedly, but they use
that
he's allegedly
to tell you to say allegedly.
I know.
We don't want egg on our face to just turn out to not be true. And
no,
we
you're
are
right.
Out,
you're right,
you know.
But still, it's just kind of crazy.
It is. I don't get it. I mean, never understood the whole hazing thing in terms like there is a line, and it seems like when you have these situations, people can't control themselves. They cross the line far too often.
Pink backpacks? That's fine.
Right.
But this stuff is not fine.
Allegedly what they hazed is so kind of distasteful that we haven't even mentioned what it is, and I really don't want to.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, we got to get to break. When we come back, Lakers, nice win last night. Cavaliers continued to I watched that instead of the national championship game.
I know you did. You're a fan.
Gwen and Chris, when we come back, 97.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.